This is Theodore Kerr interviewing Sir Rodney Sir at his studio in New York, New York, on July 12th for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. Hi, sir.
Hi.
Let's just start with an easy one. When and where were you born?
I was born in Montreal, December 28th, 1954. I'm the second child, so I have an older brother. My father is also a Montreal native, born in Montreal in the 20s. He was a middle child of 5 siblings, all born in Montreal. My grandparents, my paternal grandparents, were from the small Caribbean islands of St. Kitts and St. Nevis, but they arrived in Canada through England because they were in England, you know, being British colonial subjects before they moved to Canada. My mother was also a native of Canada, and her family lineage goes back 7 generations, Canadians. And I think she, from what I know of her history, it's very difficult to get a lot of information about, you know, your own family when you're black, because there's been so many ruptures and fractures in it. But as I understand it, a large part of my mother's family came into Canada with the Loyalists as indentured servants. So they weren't part of that Underground Railroad journey, and there was a certain kind of like class thing between the people that arrived through the Underground Railroad and the people that were British subjects, and, you know, so there was that. So it played out in the black communities. My mother's family was very middle class, but because of her history, that don't really need to get into this interview, she was sort of like sent away. So she arrived in Canada as a young teenager and met my father, who was a photographer. Not at the time, I think he was a railroad porter and left the railroad and worked as a musician and a photographer and built himself up quite successfully as a photographer. He's sort of like the James Van Der Zee of Montreal at the time.
What's your earliest memory of yourself?
My earliest memory of myself?
Yeah.
Crawling on the floor, trying to get my mother's attention when she was talking on the telephone.
Where were you?
In Montreal.
In your family's home?
Yeah, my family's home. My father wasn't around because he, you know, worked on the railroad. And then my parents were divorced before I went into kindergarten. So there's very little memories of my father being around, although I did have a relationship with him growing up. But my parents didn't live together. So I was, you know, raised with my mother and my brother in a Jewish ghetto in center of Montreal. My mother intentionally made an effort to get us housing in this Jewish ghetto because she wanted to make sure that we got a really good education, and she knew that Jews were really strong in education, and if I went to school with Jews, I would be academically competitive, and it sort of worked. It sort of did the trick. So I went to school with all the first generation of Holocaust survivors. So I was very much a part of that community. You know, to sort of like balance it out, my parents would send me to a black church on Sunday and an Indian reservation for part of the summer. And then I'd spend the rest of the time with my Jewish friends going to the neighbor's summer camps and all the rest of that. So that was a really important, I think, when I look back on it now, so important to my development and my critical thinking and my thinking about a lot of oppression, you know, being raised with Jews who, I feel were the